With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the first in the nation presidential caucus has arrived after months and months of campaigning. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Republican presidential candidates spent their final weekend in Iowa urging supporters to brave brutally cold temperatures to vote in today's first nominating contest. The icy weather is raising questions about voter turnout, even in a Midwestern state accustomed to harsh winters. Donald Trump heads into the evening caucuses with a 28-point lead over Nikki Haley, according to the latest Des Moines Register NBC News Iowa poll. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is fighting for second place in what could make or break his campaign. Former UN Ambassador Haley stands in DeSantis's way. The caucuses begin at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. A dangerous Arctic blast will continue sweeping across the U.S. and prolong a bitter cold that has set record low temperatures in parts of the country. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says that Arctic air mass will continue to spill south and eastward across much of the country over the next couple of days.
Low temperatures will be down into the single digits or even teens into Texas, where there could be several daily records broken. And high temperatures are not expected to get much above 15 or 20 degrees across portions of Oklahoma, Arkansas, northern Texas, into portions of western Tennessee.
Houthi rebels fired a missile striking a U.S.-owned ship Monday just off the coast of Yemen in the Gulf of Aden. Monday's attack on the Gibraltar Eagle came less than a day after Yemen's Houthi rebels fired an anti-ship cruise missile toward an American destroyer in the Red Sea. The Houthis later claimed the attack that further escalated tensions gripping the region. This is SRN News. A warning from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom.
The organization puts it rather starkly in its latest report. Quote, despite efforts to integrate human rights as an important part of the U.S. government's China policy, religious freedom and human rights concerns remain sidelined due to overriding security, economic, and other foreign policy priorities. The commission is urging the U.S. not to give up on religious freedom in China, even as it grapples with those other issues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the greatest rebuke yet to Pope Francis, the Catholic bishops of Africa and Madagascar have issued a unified statement refusing to allow his declarations allowing priests to offer blessings to same-sex couples. They assert such unions are contrary to the will of God. The statement is signed by Congolese Cardinal Fridolin Mbogo on behalf of the Symposium of African National Bishops. This is SRN News. A U.S. company's lunar lander will soon burn up in Earth's atmosphere.
This comes after a failed moonshot. Astrobotic Technologies says its lander is now headed back from the vicinity of the moon. Company officials expect the mission to end on Thursday. They stress that the lander poses no safety risk during its fiery reentry. The lander rocketed from Florida last week. It quickly developed a fuel leak that forced Astrobotic to abandon its attempt to make the first U.S. lunar landing in more than 50 years. John Scott reporting.
Boeing plans to increase quality inspections of its 737 MAX 9 aircraft following the failure of emergency exit door panels on an Alaska Airlines flight last week. The inspections come after federal regulators grounded the 737 MAX, and that Boeing has said that after the Alaska Airlines flight, it's clear we're not where we need to be. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.